Mac could hear us, but was totally oblivious to our comments. It's hard to believe that we actually talked that way to a Marine officer, but it happened, and it was hilarious. He deserved every bit of it. When he finally got his foxhole deep enough, he began laying wooden boards from ammo boxes all over the top, except for one small opening through which he could squirm. Then he threw about 6 inches of soil on top of the boards. We sat in our holes watching him and the shelling to our right rear. When he had completed the cover over his hole, which actually made it a small dugout with limited visibility, Mac got in and proudly surveyed his work. He had been too occupied to pay much heed to us, but now he explained carefully to us how the boards with soil on top would protect him from shell fragments. George Sarrett, who wasn't interested in the lecture, inched up the little slope several feet and peeped over the crest to see if there were any enemy troops moving around out front. He didn't look long because a Japanese on the next ridge saw him and fired a burst from a machine gun, which narrowly missed him. As the slugs came snapping over, George jerked his head down, lost his balance, slid back down the slope, and landed on top of Mac's dugout, causing the roof to cave in. The startled lieutenant jumped up, pushing boards and soil aside like a turtle rearing up out of a pile of debris. "You ruined my foxhole," Mac complained. George apologized, and I had to bite my lip to keep from laughing. The other men smirked and grinned. We never heard any more from Mac about charging the Japanese line with his K-bar and 45 caliber pistol. That enemy shelling had one beneficial result. It dissolved his bravado. We got our positions squared away for the night and ate some K-rations, as well as one could with a stomach tied in knots. More details reached us about the loss of Nice, Westbrook, and others killed and wounded. We regretted any American casualties, but when they were close friends, it was terribly depressing. They were just the first of what was to grow into a long, tragic list before we would come out of combat 50 hellish days later. The 27th Infantry Division had been in action since 15 April. It had suffered heavily in the attacks of 19 April in capturing Kakazu Ridge, Machinato Airfield, and the surrounding area. After the 1st Marine Division relieved it, the 27th Infantry Division went north for patrolling and guard duty. Before dark, we learned there would be a big attack the next morning all along the U.S. line. With the heavy Japanese fire poured onto us as we moved into that line, we dreaded the prospect of making a push. An NCO told us that our objective was to reach Asatagawa, a stream about 1,500 yards south of us that stretched inland and eastward to an area near the village of Dakeshi,